Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
Karina, thank you so much for having me here on Country today. It'd be lovely if you could introduce yourself and who your people are.
Yeah. Nora Warin. In Wadawurrung language, I say, hello, how are you? My name is Karina Eccles and I am a Wadawurrung people. So the lands in which we're all coming together today are the traditional lands of my ancestors and family, the Wadawurrung people.
So I want to thank you for having me here, of course. Also, today's a special day for Reconciliation in the Park. I think the first thing I want to ask you is, you know, how are you feeling about today? Is this a great example of reconciliation?
A quote to explain today is, from little things, big things grow. So for 9 years, some non-Aboriginal people have been walking together with Aboriginal people, local people in this community, to have this event take place. Not so long ago, we had the loss of a respected elder, which we refer to him as Tandop, and this was an event that he really embraced and brought his storytelling, his passion about walking in both worlds. Let's all walk together. And he really embraced that, and we continue to embrace that legacy with today. We also had another non-Aboriginal fella that walked alongside Tandop, and unfortunately, you know, he is now above us as well, and he had a really strong passion to be able to support Aboriginal people here and about to embrace everybody being able to come together. So today is important, I will say, with reconciliation events. So I do see more Aboriginal people than non-Aboriginal people, and we hope, looking into the future, that we do have more non-Aboriginal people. This is a free event. We are blessed that we have the support of One Fire, the City of Greater Geelong, St John of God and many other people that support this event, for us to be able to have this event and for families of this area, region, to be able to come here, learn about culture, embrace what we're sharing and partake in cultural activities. We have a gorgeous elder, a beautiful elder, who one of her traditional knowledge is basket weaving, and she's sharing her basket weaving here today. She's teaching young people, she's teaching non-Aboriginal people basket weaving, and that's what reconciliation's about. We are here and we are here to share. Come along, listen to our stories, and you'll learn.
Speaking of stories, you're launching a DVD, which is a series of short films around the cultural history of Geelong, and I'm really keen to talk to you about this as a resource, because I think a lot of people would be quite interested to have access and to be able to learn. Can you talk a bit about the sort of, I guess, the initiation of that and what it means to have such a valuable resource?
For the Wadawurrung people, we had a very rapid devastation of settlement, and it really impacted rapidly, and Wadawurrung people living off country land and cultural values and ways, that was taken from us. And that's where our stories, our history, beliefs and laws have not been passed down through the generations. So this is really important, to share those stories that we do know, but also share our stories of what it's like today as Aboriginal people to think about what our past generations went through, what our family members, for myself, stolen generations impacted on my family, for many here in Geelong. Many children of the stolen generations were placed in Geelong. There was 13 children's homes and orphanages. So we need that cultural safe space to connect all those people here in Geelong. They will have traditional countries, but they've got a sense of belonging and a connection to the land and the beautiful country of Wadawurrung country. And I'm blessed to be part of the wider community and also to be standing here on behalf of my ancestors and people and continue to share the storyline of Wadawurrung people.
When I was talking to the men about the gathering the seeds for the food, things like that are coming back. How important is that?
It's really important, and we've got many of my family members now that are working in this space as well. And for us as Wadawurrung people, fire is something that we are bringing back. We're doing a lot around fire, a lot of traditional burns. The traditional burns are good to our country. We need traditional burns to nurture the regrowth, to nurture the soil for better regrowth, for our country. We need to care for country. If we don't care for country and waterways, our people aren't well. Country and water is the lifeblood of people, of all people. And as Aboriginal people, that's really important to us, and I feel that gets lost these days, is let's respect, nurture country. And some of the traditional ways of best practice of looking after country were done for thousands of years by the first peoples of the land, and we're finding we're able to do a lot of that now. So our vision is moving forward, is about people honouring and respecting some of those cultural ways, but the importance of some of those traditional ways to nurture and care for country, land and water.
So obviously you're talking about water. You're on a beautiful bay, and you've got beautiful surrounding oceans, river system. I mean, how much of that is celebrated now when it comes to your beautiful water life?
We are blessed. If I talk about country, I feel that it is five star, the best way to explain it. We do have amazing coastlines. We do have amazing river systems, water systems, creeks, mineral springs. We are blessed to have all this on Wadawurrung country. And we have quite flat land. So unfortunately, when settlement did arrive, they seen this place as beautiful. They seen what they were able to do in this space. And unfortunately, we were heavily impacted. But we embrace what we can do today, and we continue to move forward. But we do need more history shared about the stories of the first peoples of this land. And we are still here today. We may not be able to live our cultural ways of hunting and gathering and things like that. All those rights are taken from us. But we can continue to share stories and advocate so all people can embrace this beautiful country. And let's continue to care for country like our ancestors, our old people have done for many generations and still do as spirits connected to this land today.
Thank you so much.
Yatni, thank you.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.